SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Những khách hàng tiềm năng của quý vị đang lắng nghe quảng cáo này. Nếu có thể, thì quý vị muốn những khách hàng này lắng nghe những gì về doanh nghiệp của mình? SBS là một trong những đài phát thanh đa ngôn ngữ nhất Úc Châu. Chúng tôi cung cấp nhiều gói dịch vụ quảng cáo, đa dạng cho tất cả các doanh nghiệp thuộc mọi quy mô lớn nhỏ. Đội ngũ bán hàng giàu kinh nghiệm của chúng tôi sẽ giúp quý vị thông qua một quá trình hoàn tất để tạo ra một chiến dịch quảng cáo thật tuyệt vời. Quý vị cũng có thể cung cấp sản phẩm quảng cáo mà quý vị đã có sẵn. Hoặc đội ngũ sản xuất của chúng tôi cũng có thể giúp quý vị tạo ra một sản phẩm trên hơn 68 ngôn ngữ. Quý vị còn chờ gì nữa? Hãy bắt đầu nói chuyện với những khách hàng tiềm năng của mình ngay hôm nay. Hãy gửi email về sales@sbs.com.au.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
If you are an Australian resident for tax purposes, starting from 1st July, which is the beginning of the financial year, you must declare all income earned in the previous financial year.
You can lodge your return online with MyTax. You can lodge a return with a registered tax agent, and you can lodge a paper tax return.
Welcome to Australia Explained. You're listening to your host, Afnan Malik.
At about middle of July, we're going to make a Centrelink payment summary available for you if you're one of our customers.
Based on the assessment of declared income, the Australian Taxation Office, ATO, will determine any refund you are entitled to or any debt you are liable for. Whether it is your first time lodging a tax return or not, and whether you are using a tax agent or not, it's important to know your obligations when it comes to tax time. Robert Thompson, Assistant Commissioner with the ATO, reminds taxpayers they have time until 31st October to lodge their tax return, or even longer if they do it through a tax agent. It's recommended to postpone lodging your documents during the initial days of July. Mr. Thompson explains why.
If possible, why you can lodge from the 1st of July. We're suggesting to people that they don't lodge until the end of July, because by the end of July, we've pre-filled a lot of information into the tax return for people, including their employer information, interest income, and private health insurance data. That means when they go to do their tax return, it's a lot easier for them because it's all there for them. So it's going to be faster and there's less chance of them forgetting something.
Pre-filled information includes any welfare payments you have received. As Justin Bott, Community Information Officer for Services Australia, explains.
What happens is at about middle of July, we're going to make a Centrelink payment summary available for you if you're one of our customers. And that's going to show your taxable and non-taxable payments that you got from us over the financial year. And it'll also show any tax deductions that you may have asked us to make on your behalf.
If you have received a family tax benefit or childcare subsidy, your payments balanced at the end of the financial year. Services Australia conducts this balancing by comparing the income estimate you declared with your actual income at the end of the financial year based on the ATO's tax notice assessment after you lodge your tax return. The balancing outcome could result in you having to pay back some money from those family assistance payments or receive a top-up amount by Services Australia if you had received less than what entitled to. No action will be required if your income estimate matched your actual income. Mr. Bott, again.
What we need customers who are receiving family tax benefit or childcare subsidy to do is to lodge their tax returns, or if they don't need to lodge a tax return, to let us know that either they or their partner don't need to lodge a tax return for the financial year, because we don't get that information automatically. We need to hear from a customer if you don't have to lodge a tax return. Once we got that information in, then we can take care of balancing.
If working from home, you need to keep records to substantiate any claims for tax deductions on expenses incurred. The methods available to calculate your expenses are based on a fixed amount per hour worked from home or your actual expenses. Mr. Thompson from the ATO emphasizes that regardless of the chosen method, taxpayers need to pay attention to two crucial factors.
One, if they're using the fixed rate method, that they don't include expenses included in that method in other parts of their tax return, for example, your phone and your internet. And the second is that people need to keep a record of the hours they've worked from home for the whole year. And on the ATO website, we actually have 40 different industry and occupational specific guides that can help people to understand what they can and cannot claim for their specific type of job and what records they need to keep.
You may find it easier to keep evidences of expenses, such as photos of your receipt and invoices through My Deductions, a free record-keeping tool in the ATO app. For people filing their tax return for the first time in Australia, it's important to check if they need to lodge one for the previous financial year. If not, they still need to submit a non-lodgement advice to the ATO. But in most cases, individuals who earned income and had tax withheld will need to lodge a tax return. There are a few different ways to do this and support available for those who need it, Mr. Thompson says.
You can lodge your return online with MyTax. You can lodge a return with a registered tax agent, and you can lodge a paper tax return. There is also the Tax Clinics program, which is a federally funded program that helps people who need help with their tax return. And there's also the Tax Help program, which is available to certain people that earn under $60,000 a year.
And Kes Kumar is an associate professor in tax law at the University of New South Wales and the founding director of UNSW Tax and Business Advisory Clinic, which combines support work and research. She provides an overview of how tax clinics operate, offering free advice to those eligible in collaboration with registered tax agents.
From a client-facing perspective, we help people who are in financial hardship and distress who are referred to us from the community sector, mostly through financial counsellors, legal services, Lifeline, and other community support. We're part of the National Tax Clinic program that is funded by the federal government and administered by the ATO, but we're each independent. There's about 15 clinics across the country.
Many Australians opt to pay for tax agent services to lodge their tax returns. In fact, Australia's usage of tax agents is reported to be second only to Italy's. According to a study co-led by Professor Kes Kumar, using a tax agent does not lead to significant tax refund gains compared to lodging on your own, unless you have an annual income of at least $180,000. However, there are other benefits you may discover from using a tax agent.
So we've actually done research on this with my co-authors, Chris Evans and Young Doc Lim. We looked at the sample of over 5 million Australian tax returns over 4 years. And we found that surprisingly, the real benefit that people get from using a tax advisor, if you're not high wealth, is convenience and certainty, not necessarily tax savings in the form of lower tax liability. So there might be many reasons that people want to use a tax agent, but it's not tax savings that should be a motivator.
When using a tax agent to lodge your tax return, make sure they are registered. Professor Kes Kumar outlines how.
So the Tax Practitioners Board is the first port of call, but typically you'll see that someone will have their accreditation displayed and you can search the register, but typically they should already be publicly advertising that they're a registered tax agent. Maybe they are also accredited with the CA or CPA or IPA, those accounting accreditation bodies.
And remember to always be vigilant against ATO impersonation scams. Mr. Thompson highlights a 60% increase in scammers contacting taxpayers in 2023 to obtain personal identifying information. These include details that could enable a scammer to impersonate you, such as your name, address, MyGov ID, tax file number, or credit card details.
Before you give any of your personal information up, stop, think, and protect. Don't share any of these details unless you trust the person and they genuinely require your details. Ask yourself if the message or the call that you've got would be fake. Never click on hyperlinks to your MyGov account. Always go separately and type the MyGov or the ATO details into your browser and contact us as soon as possible if you think something's wrong or you've noticed suspicious activity on your ATO account.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Australia Explained. This episode was written and produced by Zoe Thomario, hosted by me, Afnan Malik. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Gamian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.